there. You're welcome to Nigeria Daily. I am Mardia Umar. Thank you so much for joining. Ahead of the National Convention of the ruling All Progressives Congress, APC, its new national chairman, Senator Abdullahi Adamu, promised to unite the party, among other things. He was nicknamed Bridge Builder. The former governor of Nasarawa State, who was also a chieftain of the opposition, People's Democratic Party, PDP, now has a chance. But who is the new chairman of the APC? Umar El Farouk is a journalist who hails from the same local government area as Abdullahi Adamu. He speaks with Lillian Ogazi about the new APC chair.
Alhaji Abdullahi Adamu was born on July 6, 1945 at Kefi. He started his education at the age of 7 at Abdulzanga Primary School, Kefi, in Nasarawa State, and completed at Dalaminga Senior Primary School in 1959. His post-primary education started at the now government secondary school Makodi from 1960 to 1962, from where he proceeded to Government Technical College, Bukuru, Plateau State, from 1963 to 1965. Because of his strong desire for the West education and blessed with the sharp calculating mind, he proceeded to the Kaduna Polytechnic, where he read and obtained a national diploma in building and civil engineering. He graduated in 1968. He moved to the private sector, where he became a consultant area manager with AEK, a firm of consultants, in 1975. Now we move to his political career. In 1980, as a result of his enormous contribution to the society, he was honored with the prestigious title of Serikinya Kinkepi by His Royal Highness late Emir of Kefi, Alhaji Shunde Musa II. At the demise of the Second Republic in 1983, he went back into the academic and enrolled pioneer class of the part-time law degree of the University of Jos by 1992. He added yet another further to his academic career with a law degree from the University of Jos. He was enrolled in the Nigerian Law School, Lagos, and was called to the bar in 1993 as a solicitor and advocate of the Supreme Court of Nigeria. And now, in March 1995, he was appointed a Minister of State in the Ministry of Works and Housing of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, where he served up to November 17, 1997. At the lifting of the ban of politics, he became a member of the United Nigerian Congress Party, UNCP, and was one of its leading gubernatorial contestants in Nasarawa State. His ambition was, however, not realized at the party. Alongside Ola, was dissolved at the dice of General Sani Abacha at the onset of the current political deposition. He became a founding member of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, and contested for the position of the elected governor of Nasarawa State. On its platform, he won the election conducted on 9th January 1999. He was subsequently sworn in as the elected governor of Nasarawa State on May 29, 1996. Governor Abdullahi Adamu assumed leadership of Nasarawa State with a rich background in public and private service. He was chairman board of directors Benue Cement Company, Boko, and was also a member of the board of directors of the Nigerian Television Authority. He also now holds the title of Tracking Kefi. As now he is a servant senator in Nasarawa State for 16 years as a servant senator. Yesterday, he became a national chairman for APC All Progressive Congress.
How did Senator Abdullahi Adamu find his way to the APC after being a founding member of the opposition, PDP?
In 2015, you know, APC was formed by different political parties. Abdullahi Adamu, he came from PDP. Like, for instance, Almakura, the former governor of Nasarawa State and also a servant senator, he is the member of CPC.
Okay.
Yes, Abdullahi Adamu was PDP member and Almakura is a CPC. And he was the first CPC governor that was then, and he is the first governor give the privilege for the president to become a member of APC.
Okay, so that was how he joined APC.
That's how he joined the APC, because as I told you earlier, APC is the form is formed by different political members.
That was Umar El Farouk, a journalist. Let's go on a break. We will be right back. Do stay.
www.delhitrust.com.
That's the home of news you can trust.
And features, analysis, and in-depth reports that are rich.
That's right. In addition, you can get much more.
But how?
Let me introduce you to Trust Plus, where you can get added value.
And where is that?
Visit the Trust Plus portal and subscribe.
You mean subscribe to become a member?
Yes, and that entitles you to exciting opportunities.
Like what?
A chance to connect with Daily Trust journalists to suggest stories you want to read and even contribute in producing the story.
Wow, could you show me how to get a Trust Plus?
It's simple. You can visit the portal on membership.dailytrust.com now.
Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. You can listen to or download this and other episodes on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, TuneIn Radio and Spotify by just searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen in on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola and on Unity FM 93.3 if you're in Jos. Out of the seven people who vied for the position of the national chairman of the APC, Senator Abdullahi Adamu was preferred by President Muhammadu Buhari. What was the reason? And what positive change can this new chairman possibly bring to the party? Bilkisu Ahmed speaks with a political analyst, Dr. Umar Khairi.
Oh, in terms of experience, in terms of longevity within the political arena, he is far above the rest. However, I believe that the major reason why Buhari trusts him is that Buhari has his own agenda. And he believes that it is only Abdullahi Adamu that can vigorously and successfully pursue the agenda. Buhari will very likely hand over after 8 years in office. And every political office holder is interested in who succeeds him or her. In as much as Buhari has been denying and he has been posturing that he's not interested, we know it's not exactly true, he's interested. He'll be interested for so many reasons. He wouldn't want to be succeeded by somebody who come and rubbish him. He wouldn't want to be succeeded by somebody who will not come and complete some of the projects that he's not likely going to complete before he hands over. And therefore, Buhari and his group are certainly interested in Buhari's success. And so the choice of Abdullahi Adamu is a decisive step towards ensuring that Buhari has his way in who becomes the flag bearer of the APC. So for me, he sees Abdullahi Adamu as the boldest among the aspirants. He's the most experienced, the most controversial, the one who will likely look at anybody, any individual, any group in the face and call their bluff. We all know Abdullahi Adamu, he doesn't miss his words. Like him or hate him, he says his mind, he stands by what he says, and in the political parlance, he's a bulldozer. So for me, that's the major reason why Buhari becomes. Politicians are always plotting. So at every juncture in the political process, there are certain decisive steps that are going to be taken. And a very shrewd politician will always want to be on top of the game at every juncture. And so it is very, very important for Buhari and Co. To foist Abdullahi Adamu as the leader of the party, because that will give them strategic advantage when it comes to the primaries.
Okay. So Abdullahi Adamu, being a former PDP governor and senator, why do you think he's going to be different from what he has done during his PDP tenure now as an APC chairman?
Well, so many people are making also both insinuations and talks about PDP and PDP. As far as I'm concerned, there is no difference in terms of substance between the PDP and APC.
Because they are all the same people, right?
Yes. Not excessively so, they behave the same way. But there are people who have never been in PDP, they are in APC. But in terms of character, in terms of conduct, in terms of even their own pronouncement, they are not substantially better than the PDP. So, as far as I'm concerned, the issue is the prevailing political culture. The prevailing political culture is a culture of impunity, is a culture of imposition, is a culture that detests contest. It's a culture that is almost antithetical to the varied norms and ethos of democracy. I believe that is what people are derisively calling a PDP mentality. But it's not a PDP mentality. It is also an APC mentality. It is also an anger mentality. It is a mentality of politicians of the first republic.
Okay. So where do you see Abdullahi Adamu taking APC?
Well, one can only hazard guess again. Abdullahi Adamu, as I mentioned, he comes with a vast experience. He's vastly experienced. He knows his onions, his ropes in politicking. And, you know, recently he headed a very important committee, the Reconciliation Committee. Therefore, he knows exactly the problems within the APC. He also knows all the gladiators, the warring factions, the major issues, and so on and so forth. And therefore, he's in a very, very good position to address the problem. But I also see the possibility of him compounding the problem. I mentioned that this is somebody who does not mind his words, who always insists on having his own ways. And of course, as I mentioned, he is there to prosecute an agenda. This agenda will not likely go down well with other people who also have similar or even contrary agenda. And therefore, there will be a direct clash. One of the people that he will likely, or one of the groups that he will likely have clash with in no distant time are the governors. Now, in this fourth republic, the governors dictate virtually everything. They control the party machinery, they force all the candidates, they always want to have their own ways. Abdullahi Adamu knows this very well because he was a governor himself before. In fact, he was the first chairman of the governor's forum. And I envisage that he's not going to fold his arms and continue to allow the governors to be having their ways. That is one of the potential areas of problem. And we also mentioned the issue of primaries. Of course, he will want at all costs the anointed candidate of Buhari to prevail. That will lead to a backlash. It will be a direct collision with other interests. So Abdullahi Adamu is in a very good position to either mark or make a decision in just the next 3 months.
That was Dr. Umar Kari, a political analyst. And with that, we've come to the end of this episode of Nigeria Daily. To all the people whose voices were heard on the show, we want to say a big thank you. Remember that Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production. It is open for sponsorship and advert placement. You can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com or on buzzsprout.com, or even listen in on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola. And if you're in Jos, not to worry, you can listen to us on Unity FM 93.3 Jos. You can also listen by searching for Nigeria Daily on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. If you have questions or comments, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. Call or send us a message on 091-389-33390. That is 091-389-33390. Thank you so much for listening, and bye for now. I am Martia Umar.